This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Alpha male. Donald Trump at the G7, alpha male. Yeah, headed up. He's in Singapore now. They're getting all the stuff set up for the next win that we are about to experience as conservatives. Are you guys ready? Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It is the Kevin Jackson Show. KJRadio.com. Holy cow. Donald Trump, rock star. You know what the, who was it? One of these, I think it was ABC. God, I can see her face, older lady. And she's like disappointed that Trump left the G7 4 hours early. Trump's work was done. Wow. Man, I don't know how you feel. I was so energized watching this guy just go, hey, I like these guys. They're really nice people. But you know what? They've been screwing us over. But I'm not mad at them. I'm mad at our legislators, the people that were in charge of America, who did nothing. And he was even magnanimous. He says, look, this isn't Barack Obama's fault. This goes back beyond him. But if Barack Obama were so smart, hey, leftists, pay attention. If Barack Obama were so smart, why didn't he address this issue? Why did, when you talk about the economy, Barack Obama's, his solution, print trillions of dollars. You know how Donald Trump prints trillions of dollars into this economy? He brings jobs back, baby. Oh my gosh. What was funny, the left tried to set us up as they don't like Donald Trump. He's hated around the world. Our partners don't like him. You know what our partners, finger quotes, don't like about Donald Trump? He will hold their freaking feet to the fire. That's what they don't like about him. They're upset that Donald Trump would dare upset the Bilderberg One World New World Order system that has allowed a handful of people to fleece billions and billions of dollars out of our economy mostly and all of the, quote, civilized parts of the world. You know how they disguise it? Oh, but we're going to help Africa, the Guatemalan midgets. Well, I don't really care. I'm going to tell you right now, I don't care about Africa. I don't care about the Guatemalan. Well, I do kind of care about the Guatemalan midgets. Okay, but most of the time, I don't really care. I care about MAGA, Make America Great Again, and I care about America First. And that's what Donald Trump went and demonstrated. Did you hear him speaking at the summit? Wow.
Hip, hip, hooray.
Indeed, hip, hip, hooray, Nancy Pelosi. Whoa. Oh, boy, was bad to the bone. Wow. He called him out. You know, we played a clip the other day, so maybe we should play them both. But let's do that. So here's Donald Trump talking about. Well, he gets asked a question by CNN at the summit. So here's the question.
Closest allies were frustrated with you and angry with you, and that you were angry with them, and that you were leaving here early to go meet for more friendlier talks with Kim Jong-un in Singapore. And I'm wondering if you view it the same way, and do you view the U.S. alliance system shifting under your presidency away
from... Who are you with, out of curiosity?
CNN.
I figure. Fake news, CNN. The worst. But, you know, I could tell by the question. I have no idea you were CNN after the question. I was just curious as to who you're with. You were CNN. I would say that the level of relationship is a 10.
I mean, think about that question. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. Think about that question and the way it was asked. You're leaving so you could go have friendlier talks with, dun, 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 the North Korean dictator. You're leaving your friends. How dare you leave your friends to go speak with a North Korean dictator? And what's funny is a lot of politicians would have just been like, you know, wait it and then give you the political answer. And Trump's like, whatever. You know, he does what I do on Fox when these lefties are talking. I'm like, shut up. You know, I'm under my breath, but I know they can hear me. I'm like, huh. So then he calls them out. Who are you with? I'm just going to. Let's just say what it is. You know how this question was asked. and I know my audience at the Kevin Jackson Show. I know you know. That's a leading question. It's meant to give the listener an opinion about it before it ever happens. If you just ask a question, say, President Trump, there's speculation that maybe things aren't going as well here as you as people might believe, and that that is why you're canceling the summit or leaving early. And it really, it's kind of a two-part question. He should have set it up that way. But it was a no-win situation. The only way for Trump to answer the question and make it to where he could win is to say, "You look at how you asked this question. I have a great relationship with these people. We're cordial. I'm a world leader. They're a world leader. We get along. It doesn't mean I have to agree." And that's what he ended up saying in his other in the rest of it. He's like, "I don't have to agree. We don't have to agree with each other. We have our own interest, but our interests must be met." When Trump was tweeting out the tariff rates of Canada, I talked about it the other day, up to 270%, and milk's the one, dairy products are the most egregious. We can't ship milk or cheese or, you know, anything like that to Canada because we have a 270% tariff. So our farmers can't ship it. And on wheat, it's in the 30% or 40% percentile. There are at least three or four products that we could ship to Canada. There are northern neighbor that are so cost prohibitive just based on taxes, there's no way to get them up there. No way. But Trudeau makes it sound like we're the evil empire. If you're running a deficit, in other words, if you have a surplus with America, if America's running a deficit dealing with you and you have a surplus, okay, fine. But here's the deal. You can keep your milk and your cheese, but we're not taking your steel. We're no longer going to take your steel. We're no longer going to take your aluminum. We're no longer going to take your lumber, Canada. And I think the inflated numbers are for Mexico are $100 billion. I hadn't seen $100 billion. Our second largest trading partner was Japan. And there's a trade that goes there, and I'll tell you why. It's because they own a lot of our paper. They own a lot of our debt. So does China. So there's an interesting trade-off there, but that's for a whole other discussion. But if you're trading with us and you've got billions of dollars of surplus and then you've got tariffs on products that our people want to sell like wheat and cheese and milk and other things, shame on you. And that's essentially what Donald Trump has said to Canada. And they aren't going to win this battle. I mean, I've never seen it so lopsided with one against six. And you could have thrown Russia in. It was lopsided. Donald Trump, it was like he was slapboxing little children, you know, a three-year-old. Like, get out of here. Bah, 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 bah. Anyway, we got a lot to talk about today. Boy, I'm excited. We sent a man to the G7 final.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope.
Hope. That wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. By Mel. Great product. My husband and father-in-law use it regularly. Both my husband and father-in-law have had significant change in their blood pressure and overall health. By Amazon customer. It works for me. Returned to buy the tincture and the capsules as they were on sale during February. Unlike some other products, this one worked for blood pressure and occasional irregular heartbeat. Extendivite produced noticeable results after just two bottles, a four-month supply. I take Extendivite three times a day, every day. I think the supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We call it the crapper, water closet, outhouse, or bathroom. But where do you go when there's nowhere to go? The answer is the Biffy Bag. The Biffy Bag is a pocket-sized disposable toilet that fits in your glove box, tackle box, toolbox, backpack, or purse. The Biffy Bag has everything you need for a sanitary and comfortable relief experience. It's ready to use in just seconds, and just toss it in the trash when you're done. It's your Biffy in a jiffy. BiffyBag.com. BiffyBag.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Summit, the president raged on Twitter about unfair trade, calling out America's allies for their steep tariffs on American goods, like Canada's 270% tariff on U.S. dairy, while demanding increased access and reciprocity. His counterparts fired back, threatening to go it alone if the U.S. slammed members with steep tariffs.
The United States are naturally a great economic power, but if they continue towards a form of isolationism, brutal hegemony, of distancing themselves from their own history, from their own values, from the role they play in international organizations, that will be bad for the United States of America.
But going it alone might be difficult for the rest of the group, considering the U.S. GDP for 2018 is expected to top $20 trillion, more than the other members combined. White House officials confirmed the president is expected to leave the summit hours earlier than originally planned to make way for the North Korean summit in Singapore, a visit which has stoked concerns on Capitol Hill that the president might try to end-run Congress to forge a deal in the same manner that his predecessor did with the Iran nuclear accord.
I would only do a deal if I get it through Congress. I wouldn't do like Obama did. You know, he tried to get it through the Iran deal. He tried to get it through Congress, failed, so he just did it without.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. I'm amazed. I'm amazed that this is nothing more than common sense is what Donald Trump exhibits when he's talking about trade, representing America. I dare you. I dare any leftists out there. Go look at the tariffs that are put on American products with any of our trading partners. Look at the deficit and the products that we get and ask yourself, is it fair? You know, all of our farmers, the left will tout upon, oh, these farmers say they can't ship their wheat or they can't ship this to so-and-so or whatever. They're not able to ship their stuff even to next-door neighbors like Canada. Talk about exposing the cabal. And Trump had no problem. The president was like, well, what do you want me to tell you? You would have to be a lunatic to allow this to occur, to continue to occur. And what was funny, the left said, what he did at the G7 was unprecedented. I love that it was a coordinated thing. They're unprecedented. Even the world news were using unprecedented. It was unprecedented, whatever. I mean, it was unprecedented in every language. Unprecedented that the United States would finally recognize that it is being fleeced. I want you to think. When you think about the G7 trade summit, I want you to think about something very simple like the Paris Climate Accord. Donald Trump says, we're out. It is an outrage. They are out of these. Why do they want to be out? Because we were being fleeced. It was an outrage, unprecedented, that somebody would actually hold NATO to task. We're not here we're not here to pay your bills. All of us agreed we would, spend a certain amount on military so we could protect ourselves and others and come together because we're civilized. You want to be a part of this, pay your bills. It's unprecedented that they attack NATO. You want to know why you attacked them? Because those deadbeats, Europe and Turkey, all of them, didn't pay their bills. They want us to cover it. Hey, America, they are rich. They can cover these. It is not our problem. Hey, it's America. It's not our problem. Let them cover it for us, blah, blah, blah. This is America. They can cover it. It's not a problem. It is a problem. We're not here to be the world's police and pay for every freaking thing out there. And we're not going to do it with trade. We're not going to do it with NATO. We're not going to do it with climate change. Or I call it climate farce. You know what Donald Trump has done? He has broken up the largest cabal in the history of man, multiples. And it makes the left just so mad. And they say, it's unprecedented. Barack Obama let us get away with it. George Bush did it. Bill Clinton before him and George Bush before him. I don't know. I didn't go back as far as Reagan, but it wouldn't surprise me if Reagan let him get away with it a little bit too, because we've taken our eye off the real enemy. I hate to tell it to you folks, but the real enemy is in your own country. It is the person that describes himself as a progressive. Here's what somebody wrote. You'll know you're getting somewhere when your opponents are all attacking you in the same way. So President Trump should feel a strong sense of satisfaction of a job well done after leaving the slightly pointless group of seven G7 summit in Canada for another likely far more consequential summit in Singapore with North Korea. And as I said, Andrea Mitchell, that's who I was trying to think of earlier. Andrea Mitchell was mad that the president left a worthless G7 summit, that he essentially laid down the law that we're negotiating all the deals. And it was funny to hear him when he talked to Trudeau, and he says, we might relook at NAFTA. Or we might go separately and go individually with each of them. That's as open as you. He's like saying, look, I don't know what I'm going to do, but I'll tell you what's going to the end game is America will have benefited. We will be winning and getting more out of your country than this. Or, as he says, we'll cut you off. What Trump is saying is we will have all necessary manufacturing in the United States to do our jobs. It may be more, but it can't be more than the $800 billion that we send offshore. Think about what you could do. You could lose money in America doing whatever you want to do, and you won't lose $800 billion. That's the 19th largest country in the world if it stood on its own. So he does. Trump's like, man, y'all want to test me? Test me. I will subsidize companies so they can beat you. So, look, could fight us, do whatever you want. But these people that, and as I said, it's, they use the same word, you know. We've never seen this before. It's unprecedented, unprecedented, unprecedented. It is unprecedented. You know what's unprecedented? That since Reagan, we, and quite frankly, better than Reagan, we haven't had a president who said, America's interest comes first. Don't give me your sad stories from Mexico. Don't give me your sad stories from all the countries in the world where you are now, fleeing because you don't know how to build an economy and you don't know how to put your governments in check and not let it grow. You don't know how to pick the right religion or whatever. That's not our problem. Have you ever had a friend that goes, man, you know, God, I'm a girl. Whew, she just isn't in my job, man. I got my boss. He's terrible. You know, yeah, my mom's always nagging on me. So, and you're like, dude, you know, look, sometimes I don't want to hear your little problems. Sometimes you got to put on the big boy pants and you got to take care of problems yourself. You know, you have these people in your family. You got them around you. There's always one of your friends that you go, look, grow up. Well, Donald Trump is saying to the nations, grow up. We are not here to be big brother to you in everything that comes up in your countries. You got to start doing this yourselves, and this is going to make you stronger in the end. But leftism hasn't taught that. Leftism, it makes the world, socialism has flourished because the United States has had its pockets picked for decades. How do you think socialism is going to do when we take away the money pit?
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
ProPure Gravity Water Filters. Most tested, most trusted. The Pro One G2.0 filter by ProPure fits most gravity systems and is so easy to set up and use. No priming required. Independent lab tested to NSF standards. Removes up to 200 plus contaminants with Pro One G2.0 full spectrum filter technology. ProPure Water Filters. When you don't know what's in your water, start enjoying great tasting water today. Visit an authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com.
If you or anyone you love has been diagnosed with lung cancer, asbestosis, or mesothelioma, your diagnosis may be the result of job-related exposure to asbestos, and you may be entitled to compensation. Over $30 billion in trusts have been set aside for individuals who have been affected by asbestos exposure. How do you protect your rights and get the compensation you deserve? Call Capital Legal Group now at 800-400-LUNG. Capital Legal Group is one of the nation's resources for settlement of lung cancer and mesothelioma cases. Law firms have successfully recovered over $2.7 billion for their clients in all 50 states, and claims have been paid in as little as 60 days. If you or a family member were diagnosed with lung cancer, asbestosis, or mesothelioma, call Capital Legal Group now at 800-400-LUNG. We'll open a no-cost case review on your behalf. A history of tobacco use or cigarette smoking will not disqualify your case. Visit 800-400-LUNG.com or call 800-400-LUNG. Call 800-400-5864 now. That's 800-400-LUNG.
If you like alkaline water or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
There are still a lot of details to be worked out regarding President Trump's agreement with North Korea's Kim Jong-un, but one thing will always be in question. How much did Dennis Rodman play a role in this peace process? Well, he joined ABC's Good Morning America to discuss what he was able to help with and ultimately if he wants any credit for making this happen.
If Trump wants the credit, he could take all the credit. He could have it all.
I just want them to talk. And I said that with Obama, and Obama just pretty much blew me off. And I thought that I was a laughingstock. I didn't know what I was doing. And I kept trying to tell people that he really wants to talk. He really wants to try to connect with the world, especially America.
That audio courtesy of ABC's Good Morning America. And at a conference today, White House Director of the National Trade Council, Peter Navarro, apologized for saying there's a special place in hell for Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Radio Show. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. Maureen Dowd, a amazing Obama supporter at one point, and a writer, and you probably know the name, but she's suddenly asking the question, what if? And I was reading a post by a guy named Don Serber, and I got to tell you, it reminded me very much of what I wrote about it, but I want to read his because I think it actually... it gives you a little bit of a different point of view. So he says this: Democrats try to use race as a shield from criticism as they fundamentally transform the country into the Soviet Union. Now, Don's talking about the election of Barack Obama, 2008. I want to take you back there. I know it's painful, but look at what happened in the end. So put a smile on your face and Happy New Year. But go back to 2008 and all the enthusiasm leading up to Barack Obama. So here's what he's talking about in this article, because he says Donald Trump has essentially transformed everything back from Obama in less than 500 days. So he says, instead, voters fundamentally transformed the party, the Democrats, into the Whigs. James Carville's 40 years of rule collapsed. Obama built his legacy on sand. And that's true. What's funny, as I think about Barack Obama, and I put it into the context, you know, in the totality of America, what this guy tried to do, and almost did, was he tried to destroy everything we believe in, and we were so powerful that we overcame it. Now, here's what he says. Donald Trump's tsunami presidency wiped it out. Wiped it out. The Iran deal is dead. And by the way, Barack Obama is in hot water over the Iran deal. He flatly lied about aspects of it, the money. And I don't even have the story in front of me, so I can't go into a whole lot of detail. But we already know that he gave tons of money to this rogue regime. I think I heard President Trump say $160 billion. But, and then he shipped that money in the middle of the night, as you all know. But there's more to it. And we'll get into it later because I don't have the notes in front of me. Yeah, I don't have the notes in front of me. Hint, hint. Anyway, that deal's dead. It says Obama's end run around the Constitution allowed Trump to end it without a congressional vote. Done. The Paris carbon dioxide deal is dead. This is the climate accord. Trump withdrew, and it looks like the deal collapsed because the goal was to restrict the U.S. by using fake fear about the weather. If anybody goes back and you follow it, once the United States pulled out and we took our money out, which is what it was about, it collapsed. And then they started saying, well, none of the countries have even met the goal. So why do you have an accord that nobody's meeting? So it's essentially dead. And I'll challenge anybody, go look for a climate deal, climate change, climate this, that, and the other, carbon tax. It's practically disappeared, like they say, in a fart, in a thunderstorm, in a hurricane, as I heard somebody say the other day. Anyway, it's gone. You don't have the whole litany of professors talking about the hockey stick and all the things that, you know, global climate change is going to ruin the world. Everybody, the sea levels are changing. Because it's all been debunked. And what you're going to see, look, the next generation of kids aren't going to be dealing with the death of the polar bear and the scarcity of walruses and the receding hairline of the Arctic cap and, you know, and the ice cap and all this other stuff. You're going to see the world as it is. You're going to stop seeing nature shows that focus on, and the threat of global climate change has caused the dung beetle to not be as dung as it used to be. It's all going to be, boop, 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 gone. Thankfully, because we have somebody in charge who calls BS on the left is nonsense. He goes on to write this. The Obamacare mandate, dead. Dead. He says DACA may die as well. I don't know if DACA is going to die, but I know this. When it's all said and done about DACA, Trump will own it. If it does go through, he will own it. People will go, man, that's Donald Trump's deal right there. And that's going to be bad for the Democrats. And that's the only reason why DACA hasn't been done now. Donald Trump knows how to steal back the thunder from these leftists. They've been stealing it from us for decades. And they finally run into a guy who knows how to politicize it in such a way that they're going, geez, what do we do to get to this guy? Is there another Stormy Daniels? Are there some more bimbos out there that we can talk to? Can we accuse them of something else? Is there another country we can time to besides Russia? It says, not only is Obama's legacy melting, but Trump is starving the liberal beast. That's, man, what a great way to put that. He's starving the liberal beast. The donkey is on the ground. You can see its ribs and buzzards are circling. That's the way I see this. So what's he saying? He says, after 40 years, here it comes, the government has stopped funding Planned Parenthood. Trump has asked for $15 billion back of that big, massive expenditure they did, the omnibus. But here's what I'll tell you. I bet you at some point Donald Trump is going to – we're going to find out he's looked at all these different government agencies that are really headed by the Democrats, and, you know, where they funnel money to them. And you're going to find some whopping package that says we're taking back $50 billion from all these organizations. Planned Parenthood is one. So there's that. He says, and the president, our president, is bringing peace to the world by standing up to tyranny while negotiating their surrender. Make no mistake. North Korea wants out of the business of being China's puppet. Now, I don't think many people have looked at that from that perspective. Kim Jong-un reports to Xi Jinping of China. Unquestionably, he reports to them. I mean, we want something out of North Korea. We don't even go to North. We go, hey, Xi, check it out. And if you were North Korea and you were Kim Jong-un with that type of an ego, when you got to put that ego in check, it's tough to do. So how about you just become good at what you do? How about you become a version of South Korea? And suddenly we've got some new car, new electronics that we're, able to get because they're coming out of North Korea. And you are no longer dependent upon China in that regard. How about that? How about we have a world order where countries just go out and be as productive as they can be, and they're not worried about defending themselves all the time? He goes on to say this, Trump is everything Obama is not. Trump is patriotic, experienced, and successful outside of politics. The only way Obama is successful outside of politics is because he used politics for that success. And it's all going to come tumbling down at some point. I'm telling you. I know risk as good as anybody. Obama's risk is when the veil of invincibility is gone. When people really recognize who he is. And that's what this article is about. Eden says, as the economy perks up and a Democratic lead in polls evaporates, Maureen Dowd threw shade. Finally on Obama. And here's what she said. What if we were wrong, Obama said on election night, after it was clear that Trump had won, excuse me, had carried more states than Obama, wrote Dowd. But in the next breath, the president made it clear that what he meant was, what if we were wrong in being so right? What if we were too good for these people? And the guy writes, gee, why would he think that? Maybe it was the decade-long free ride Democrats gave him. His ties to terrorists were airbrushed, as were his drug use, his college transcripts, and even his birth certificate. He was, as they say in Texas, a post turtle, a creature that sits atop a fence post but has no idea how he got there. While Obama filled out NCAA brackets, Valerie Jarrett ran the government, turning law enforcement and intelligence agencies into spies and plants and political campaigns. I'm going to stop there and tell you, he couldn't be more right. Obama had fun with the presidency. I told everybody this. He didn't want to be president. He wanted the accoutrements that come with it. But his minions ran the government. And Valerie Jarrett is the reason Barack Obama and the Democratic Party find themselves in big jeopardy. He says, really, do you think Obama only did this to Trump? How precious. After promoting Obama for 14 years, going back to his overrated speech to the DNC, Dowd is saying in her Emily Letella voice, never mind, and here's what she goes on to write. It is stunning to me, having been on the road with Barack Obama in the giddy, evanescent days of 2008, that he does not understand his historic rise to power, how he defied impossible odds and gracefully leapt over obstacles, she wrote. By impossible odds, she means the skids that were greased by George Soros' money and a cheerleading media. He did it by sparking hope in many Americans, she writes. Many Americans, after all the deceptions and squandered blood and money of the Bush-Cheney era, that he was going to give people a better future, something honest and cool and modern. But by the end of his second term, he had lost the narrative about lifting up people, about buoying them on economic issues and soothing their jitters about globalization. They needed to know what's in it for them. The answer, I'll tell you, nothing.
Kevin Jackson
on the Black Spear Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177 or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home, as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
An end to identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Leftists are going to have to wake up. I'm telling you right now, if you got a Democrat friend, quiz them. Ask them questions. Get engaged with them, because the more that you do that, the more they're going to realize how big a mistake they made. And I'm going to tell you something. This is the most receptive they're ever going to get. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. This is crow-eating time for the Democrats, the progressives, whatever they want to call themselves, the anti-Trumpers, the never-Trumpers. You will not get a better opportunity. Engage. Ask questions. Hey, what did you get more money? in your paycheck? Did you get a bigger tax, you know, when your taxes, did you get a bigger tax check back? What do you think about this North Korea thing? How do you think we did on trade? Hey, do you like the idea that we lose $800 billion a year on trade and Trump is fixing it? Do you like the idea that Trump is fixing the system, the immigration system, allowing legals to get in? Do you like that we haven't had a terror attack in a long time? Do you like that the world is beating a different drum? Austria, speaking of terror, has decided it's banning, it's kicking out imams and saying you can't, it's closing down mosques. You think this is all by accident? Do you think if Britain had a Brexit vote today, would it win an overwhelming majority? Absolutely it would. Did Donald Trump just make a bunch of world leaders look like the feckless eunuchs that they are outside of Merkel? Did he just make them, embarrass them by saying, what do you think you're going to do to us? Man, this is the best time ever for you to put on your big boy pants and get out into the world and start talking to people. Ask them about white privilege. Say, hey, listen, if there was white privilege, are we closing the gap? Boy, how about those unemployment numbers for black folks? How about that closing of the unemployment gap between blacks and whites done by Donald Trump? And then talk about social issues. Hey, how about that Donald Trump freeing Alice Johnson? How about that Donald Trump's posthumous pardon of Jack Johnson? How about that Donald Trump's promotion of the black woman to a Marine Corps general? Don't let him forget any of this stuff. They talk to your evangelicals and say, hey, how about that Donald Trump for talking about Christian values and de-emphasizing all this Muslim nonsense that we've been forced to put up with for the better part of a decade? How about that? How about all these scandals that are pointing back to the Democrats? Mueller, the DNC with their Awan brothers and Debbie Wasserman Schultz. How about the discovery now that Barack Obama was in collusion with Iran when he passed this stupid nuclear deal, and then we find out there's even more nonsense and shenanigans around that? How about the idea that Valerie Jarrett weaponized Obama's Justice Department against Donald Trump, and we're about to uncover that when more and more people begin to testify, like these FBI whistleblowers? Like McCabe, who's now, I was an innocent man, but suddenly I need a deal. Let me just tell you, there is no better time for us. You have an economy that's booming, and it's booming for one reason and one reason only. The focus is on the economy as it pertains to making America great again. It isn't about making Europe great. It isn't about making China great. Or Asia. It's not about making anything great except our country. And oh, by the way, not at the expense of others. Just look at everything that's going on around you. Get some guts. 844-551-8255 if you want to call my show. People are proud to be American again, folks. This isn't Kevin Jackson just saying it. This is a Rasmussen poll. And I'm going to tell you something. The polling that you're seeing is not even close to reflective of what the real temperature of the water is as it pertains to Donald Trump. Because let me tell you, baby, it's hot. The leftists know this. That's why they got to water it down. I'm going to give you guys one more hint. After the election, when the Republicans maintain control of the House, you will watch the Democrats fall like you wouldn't have ever believed in your life. You will watch people turning state's evidence, narking on one another. You're going to watch rats feeding on the carcass of the donkey that died. That's what you're going to watch. I'm already predicting it because I can see it as clear as I can see my hand in front of me right now. This is what's going to happen. The Democrats have nothing. They talk about, Rasmussen's got this thing, the enthusiasm report. Republicans are more enthusiastic than Democrats and independents about voting this November, but all Americans are more eager to vote than they were in the last midterm elections. Congratulations. Donald Trump has energized everybody. Here's the bad news. The rest of the report, I could pick it apart, and I will to some degree. But here's what I want to tell you about those numbers. When they say everybody's enthusiastic to vote, Now you're going to get, oh, well, you know, they're enthusiastic to vote against Trump. The Democrats and the independents and the Republicans are enthusiastic to vote for him. That's what typically you'll hear. Let me tell you something. Every group that I just named is enthusiastic to vote for Trump's agenda, including Democrats and independents. They say, they did this online survey, 70% of likely Republicans say they are more likely to vote this year than they have in the past election. That compares to 64% of the Democrats and 51% who are not affiliated with either party. So Republicans hold a 6% likely to vote advantage over Democrats and a 49% likely to vote advantage over independents. What they're not telling you in that 64 and 51% for the Democrats and independents is many of them are going to vote for the Trump agenda. Among likely voters, 62% say they are more likely to vote this year, according to this thing. Only 6% say they are less likely, while 30% say they are just as likely to vote in November as they did this year. I can go through the numbers. And then they give you comparisons, blah, blah, blah. They said Democrats have taken the lead again. I love this. On the generic congressional ballot. Trump's daily job approval rating remains slightly higher than Barack Obama's was at this stage of the presidency. Remember, all the hoopla over Donald Trump was going to come into office. He would be the least likable president in history ever having come into office. But he got elected. And then they fought him. Even though he did exactly what he said he's going to do, the first thing he did is he saved Carrier. He went after Obamacare, blah, blah, blah. He's a traitor. He's unhinged. And they gave us all these reasons why he shouldn't be president. And it's been a steady rise. Steady rise. What do you think about that? I put that in a comparison to my career. It's a steady rise. Nothing fantastic. I don't have a nationally syndicated radio show. I have a syndicated radio show. It's not national. I mean, it's in a lot of states. But I'm no Rush Limbaugh. Yet. I'm not on TV. I mean, I'm on TV as a guest, you know, as a political commentary, and I work obviously for Fox. But this is a steady rise. Nothing, no great shakes. Because to me, that allows you to backfill. That allows you time to understand your role. I'm so happy. I know this will sound crazy that I didn't get a radio deal in 2 years. I've been doing radio now for going on 9 years. I'm just understanding what it means. I mean, I'm finally beyond rookie status and understand how I want to give you radio the way I see it, injecting life into radio, understanding it to such a degree that I can do it with my eyes shut. I wouldn't just phone it in, but I'm telling you, I can do radio pretty easily now. Anyway, here's what they go on to say. Republicans currently hold control of both houses. Democrats controlled chambers for the first 2 years of Obama's presidency, but Republicans won a majority in 2010. The older the voter, the more enthusiastic they are about voting in the upcoming midterms. But those under 40 are more likely to favor a member of Congress, who has opposed the president's agenda. So they're wanting you to believe that the so-called millennial crowd still doesn't like Barack Obama, even though I could give you poll after poll where they say, nope, they're back to being even on who the millennials like. I'm not blaming Rasmussen. I'm just telling you, I don't believe this. This is nonsense. Donald Trump would make anybody feel proud based on what he's done. And more importantly, it's not just like he's going to come out and give you nice words. He comes out and tells you, here's what I'm doing. Here's why our trade policy are an embarrassment. When we fix it, it's going to be more money into this economy. You're going to get jobs. Your dad's going to get jobs. Your uncles, your cousins, your nieces, uncles, whatever, you know, nieces and nephews and all of them are going to get jobs. As it goes on to say this, black voters are more eager than whites and other minority voters to vote this November. Get this. And are the strongest supporters of congressional incumbents who oppose Trump. True story. No doubt. What he doesn't tell you is a bunch of them aren't going to be voting for those incumbents.
He won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.